Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement.
I'm Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere of Brooklyn, USA, in the entertainment world in general. I've done just about everything in show business except eat regularly. A month ago, I had a wonderful job in vaudeville. I handed knives and axes to a guy who threw them at his wife. Then 2 weeks ago, his hand slipped and the axe split up. Well, I needed money to get back to Brooklyn, so I became a struggling stenographer. See, if I'd quit struggling, I wouldn't have to be a stenographer. Anyway, right now I'm working for Mr. Henderson of General Engineering and Manufacturing. But for the last 45 minutes, I've been wrestling with his switchboard while Gladys, the regular girl, is out someplace. Good morning, General Engineering Manufacturing. One moment, please. Good morning, General... Jeepers. Hey, Gladys.
Did you want me?
Yeah. Come on, get behind this switchboard. What took you so long?
I did a little shopping, too.
Oh. Well, after this... Good morning, General Engineering and Manufacturing. Let me know where you are.
I wasn't expecting any impertinent calls. Oh, I almost forgot. Mr. Henderson said he wanted you to come in and take some dictation. He had that personal look in his eye.
Well, I don't mind the personal look. What I resent is that personal touch, if you know what I mean. Good morning, General Engineering and Manufacturing. Drop dead, please. I'm busy. That was my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan.
Ouch. What's the matter?
I got my fingers caught in the switchboard again.
Okay, slide out.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Say, Maisie, I heard that there was $250,000 in cash of the company's money in Mr. Henderson's safe.
$25,000.
What's it doing there?
Well, it's to close some big secret deal they're working on. After all, Mr. Henderson's the company treasurer.
Gee, $25,000.
Yeah. I'd like to get a hold of that much money.
Well, you can. You know the combination.
Yeah, but I'm allergic to jails. See you later.
Thanks much for helping me out.
You're welcome.
Oh, Maisie.
Oh, yes, Mr. Henderson.
Will you come in my office, please, and bring your notebook? I want to dictate.
Well, in that case, I'll bring a pencil, too.
Oh, I've had a very nerve-wracking morning, and I want to dictate a letter to my wife. Close the door, please.
Well, don't you think I'd better leave it open in case I have to yell for help?
Now, Maisie, have I ever...
Yes, but in a very gentlemanly way.
Yeah, okay. You now take a letter to my wife. I've got to blow off a little steam.
Okay.
Mrs. Olivia Henderson, 1417 Vanderbilt Park Row City. How'll I start it?
How about, dear sir?
Yeah, that'll stir up. Dear sir, for the last 23 years of my unhappy life, I've had to look at your dog-like face every morning.
Well, gee, Mr. Henderson, from a picture, I wouldn't say she had a dog-like face.
Well, what would you suggest that it be more delicate?
How about horse face?
Yes, I see your point. You strike out dog-like face and change it to horse face.
Okay.
Now, where was I?
You were seeing her horse face every morning.
Oh, yes. And I've stood it long enough. Olivia, I'm leaving you today, and I won't tell you what country I'm going to hide in. Adios forever, Shine Frank. You, Maisie, do the Same thing you did with the others.
Yes, sir. I'll type up 3 copies and burn them.
You're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel better now. Gee, to think we were sweethearts once.
Well, Mr. Henderson, I know it's none of my business, but why don't you show your wife who's boss?
Well, she already knows she is.
Well, couldn't you be the boss once in a while, like maid's day off and legal holidays?
Oh, not a chance. Those are the days I have to cook the dinner and wash the dishes.
Hmm. If I was a man, I couldn't take that. I'd have to get away.
Yeah, but where would you go?
Well, gee, the world's full of lots of glamorous places. Mexico, Rio, Paris, Long Beach.
Gee, you travel all over in show business, don't you?
Mr. Henderson, there's hardly any place in the world I haven't walked back to Brooklyn from.
Yeah. You know, I can't help wondering when you'll be leaving us.
Well, so far the only job my agent could get me was diving from a 100-foot tower into a damp sponge.
Well, I'd hate to lose you. You're the worst typist in the office, but you're smart and very, very decorative.
You should see me in my sequin tights.
I can just imagine.
They're in a hawk shop in Kansas City. I wore them in a number while I walked across the stage like this and I sang. Uh-oh.
Good morning, Franklin.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hello, Olivia what?
Hello, Olivia dear.
That's better. And who is this person here?
Well, Olivia, dear, this is my secretary, Mrs. Henderson, Miss Revere.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Franklin, surely this isn't the same Miss Revere you told me about. You said she was short, dumpy, and had a dog-like face.
I was thinking about somebody else.
Every time I turn my head, you hire some inexperienced little twit for your secretary.
Inexperienced? Mrs. Henderson, have you ever been stick girl at a Las Vegas crap table?
Heavens, no.
Have you ever been a hula girl at a Legion convention?
Certainly not.
Or have you ever been shot out of a cannon into a lion's cage?
That's ridiculous.
Well, I have, so don't you call me inexperienced.
I'm sure that's very interesting. Franklin? You and I are going to have a little talk right now.
Yeah, I don't want to have a little talk. I never get to say anything.
You may go, Miss Revere.
My boss is Mr. Henderson.
Tell her, Franklin.
I'll talk to you later, Maisie.
Okay. Goodbye, Mrs. Henderson. I'm glad to have met Mr. Henderson's wife.
I am happy to have met his ex-secretary. Now let me tell you something, Franklin Henderson.
Yeah, but Olivia, dear, not so loud.
Will you stop interrupting and listen to me?
Hey,
if I ever find out again that you've hired a little good-for-nothing blonde...
Hello, Maisie. Hey, will you come in here, please?
Well, it's all right, Mr. Henderson. I know I'm fine.
Now, don't you worry about that, Maisie. What did you think of Mrs. Henderson?
Well, she sure got you trained to sit up and beg, hasn't she?
Yeah, I guess so.
You could join any dog act tomorrow. As a dog, of course.
Well, I'm not going to be treated like a dog anymore. I've stood enough. I'm at the end of my leash. I mean, the end of my rope.
That's the spirit.
By George, I'm going to fix that woman. I feel like taking that money in the safe and leaving town. I'm glad you talked me into this, Maisie.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Henderson.
You made up my mind.
Well,
when I get through with Mrs. Henderson, she'll never bother me again.
Well, Mr. Henderson, you can't do it. Where'll you hide the body?
And if there's any trouble, I'll go to Rio or Mexico or someplace the way you suggested. Incidentally, I've got a friend who's taking an act down to Rio. How'd you like to go?
Honest? Oh, that'd be swell. Rio's a wonderful place to be a blondie.
Well, I'll fix it up with him. Hey, when you go out for lunch, see what tickets will cost and so forth.
Okay. And I'm sorry I caused you any trouble with your wife, Mr. Henderson.
Oh, forget it, Maisie.
No answer.
We're back from lunch, Mr. Henderson. Holy smoke. He did it, Gladys. He did it.
He did what, for heaven's sakes? Hey, get a load of the safe.
Wide open and empty. Mr. Henderson must have taken the company's money and paddled off to someplace.
Oh, but he can't do that. Even if he is the treasurer, it ain't legal.
Oh, it's all my fault, Gladys. I'm the one who talked him into it. Gee, if they catch him, he'll go to jail. I gotta help him.
He was such a sweet guy.
Yeah. He never complained, even after he found out I couldn't take shorthand type or get to work on time.
I wish there was something we could do. If we could only blame somebody else.
Wait. That's it, Gladys. We'll fix it up to look like there really was a robbery. I'll say a couple of guys came in, slugged me, hit me over the head, tied me up, and took the money. You can help me.
What do I do? Hit you over the head?
You tie me up.
Okay, I'll go to the mailing room and get some brown paper and sticky tape.
Gladys, I want to be tied up, not wrapped as a gift. Now, there's some rope in that closet. Now, and then you can tie me up in the chair.
Okay, okay.
Well, not too tight with the rope. Now, let's see. I need a description of the robbers.
Say that one of them is about 50 and sort of handsome with blue eyes, dimples, a scar on his chin, and silver fox hair.
Gladys, that's Mr. Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, I say he's 20 and ugly, with brown eyes, no dimples, no scar, no hair. How's that?
He just don't appeal to me.
Oh, well, come on. Hurry up before somebody comes in here.
This is the last knot. I'm tying it right now.
No, no, Gladys. Not a bow knot.
Why not? It looks cute.
Oh.
I'll bet. Have it your own way. Now, do I gag you?
Occasionally. Now, here, use my handkerchief.
Okay, but maybe I'd better call the cops first, huh?
Mm-hmm. I guess you might as well. Gee, poor Mr. Henderson. I never should have opened my mouth.
Don't worry, Maisie. We won't have any trouble with the cops. Not with your looks and my brain.
Don't discourage me.
Hello? Hello, police department. This is Gladys. I want to report a robbery.
Sergeant Kennedy from the theft and burglary squad will call here pretty soon, Miss Revere. He always gets his man. And he don't do bad with the women either.
Whoopee.
While we're waiting, I'll ask a few more questions, eh? I'm studying to be a detective.
Do tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I said to myself, Hogan, why should you be a dumb cop all your life?
Especially when you can be a dumb detective.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Ask some questions.
Okay. Now, you said you were slugged by these guys, is that right?
Yep.
Then where's the bump on your head?
Right here. You want to feel it?
Well, I don't mind if I do. Hey, sure enough, you got quite a lump there. Yes, sir.
Ouch, it hurts.
You know, there's something very baffling about this case, but I can't figure out what it is.
Maybe that's what makes it so baffling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, maybe you'd like to have me reenact the crime for you, huh?
Yeah, would you?
Well, my acting is a little rusty, but I'll try and show you.
Okay.
I was standing right there where you are when the door busted open.
Oh.
It's a couple of tough hoodlums, and they're giving me the eye. I screamed, ah! And the first torpedo waves a gun in my face and says, sit down, you, and don't make a move or I'll blast this place apart and you with it, say.
Oh.
Now, look, officer, you're me. Sit down.
What?
I said, sit down.
Okay.
Now, to continue. Nobody orders me around, I told him.
Yeah.
Is that so? Yeah, that's so. Oh, yeah, he says. And I said, yeah. So he picked up this waste paper basket and boom, he shoved it over my head like this.
Get off me. Take it easy, will you? What did those guys look like?
What did they look like?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Now, don't rush me now. I'll remember.
Okay.
One of them was a red-headed brunette.
How's that possible?
He had two heads.
Oh.
And he was wearing a dark blue, double-breasted, green gabardine suit.
Oh, a typical hoodlum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the other one was an average-looking guy in a polo coat, and he had a crew haircut.
Sounds just like a Princeton man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting in that chair, and I tried to get up. But the Princeton man, he shoved me back in.
Hey, look out.
And the other guy grabbed me, and I pleaded with him. Cut it out, fellas. I said, I'm just a poor working girl with one suit, four white blouses, and a basic black dress. Give me a break and get out of here before I throw you out. We got a knocker out, the Princeton man said, and I began to struggle. We knocked over Mr. Henderson's desk like this.
Oh, no.
And then we crashed into the water cooler. Down this way.
No, Mr. V, no.
And
then
I got...
And then I got slugged over the head, and when I came to, I was tied up, gagged, and they were opening the safe.
Now, any questions?
Yeah. You know what I think?
What?
I think you did it.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Fine jail. No telephone, nothing to read. Hey, bellboy!
Will you be quiet?
I'm trying to
go! Oh, look, girls, I'm in here for stealing a cheesy 25 grand I didn't steal. I'm innocent. Hey, innkeeper!
Yoo-hoo. Just be patient. I got a visitor here for you.
Well, I hope it's my agent. I'll let him do 10% of my time.
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, thanks much. Hello, Maisie.
Hi.
I brought you a special kind of cake.
Oh, Gladys. It's good to see you.
Thanks much.
Hey, Officer Hogan.
Yeah?
When do I get out of this sorority house?
Oh, that's up to Sergeant Kennedy. He'll be down to see you in a little while. Hey, you better hurry up with your visiting.
Gee, Maisie, I came as fast as I could, but I had to stop at the bakery shop and the hardware store.
Oh, thanks, Gladys. You haven't heard from Mr. Henderson, have you?
No, but your agent called, and then there was another call, but I can't remember who it was.
Oh.
Be careful of this cake. It's got a file and stuff like that in it.
Oh. Well, I'll eat around it.
And all the girls at the office are chipping in for a Maisie Revere Defense and Rehabilitation Fund. We're going to hire Fairchild to get you out.
L. Ron Fairchild, the famous lawyer, or Sam Fairchild, your brother-in-law?
The latter.
I'd rather take my chances with the public defender.
Are you there, Hogan?
Hey, right here by cell 15.
It's the detective, Maisie.
Yeah, I could tell by the big footsteps.
How about letting me out, good-looking?
Yeah, not today, sweetheart.
Hey, here she is, Sergeant.
Well, well. So this is Miss Revere. I see what you were talking about, Hogan.
Hey, yeah, she's a cutie.
Yes, sir.
Now, just step a little closer, Mr. Detective, and I'll blacken your private eye.
Who's this girl standing on her wedgies?
For your information, I am Gladys Gusdorf, president and treasurer of an organization to get Maisie out of stir. I came to bring her a cake.
Well, I've got good news. We're releasing Miss Revere right now for lack of evidence.
Oh, gee, that's swell. But you're breaking Hogan's heart.
She done it, Sergeant. I'm sure of it.
I'll take you both back to the office. I want a little more information.
Sure. I'll be glad to tell you anything.
Yeah, I know. But I'm more interested in the truth.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
And is this the cake the Spring Maisie Revere Club brought?
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
May I see it?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hey, that's my cake. Will you be so kindly as to hand it over?
Listen. Oops, I think I'm going to drop it.
Now, how do you suppose those files and that set of skeleton keys got inside that cake? Well, look, Sergeant Kennedy, I already told Officer Hogan how the two robbers came in, clonked me over the head, and tied me up in this chair. Would you like to feel the bump in my head, too?
Thanks.
Well, it's right here. And while you investigate, keep your head and eyes to the front and stop drooling.
Excuse me. Say, you've got quite an egg on your head. And they tied you up with this rope here?
Yeah. Two of them tied me up while the other one opened the safe.
Just a minute. How did that extra robber get into this? I thought there were only two.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't tell you that two of them were twins, did I? And I counted them as one.
Why didn't you tell us that before?
Well, you didn't ask me.
I see. Maisie, look how easily I can snap this rope you were tied up with. Now, how could a weak rope like this hold you?
Well, I'm a weak woman.
I wish I could believe that.
Yeah.
Are you, Maisie?
Please, Sergeant, you're welding my grandmother's locket with your hot breath.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, believe me, Casanova, I really didn't take the money.
Well, is there any reason why Mr. Henderson might want to empty the safe and skip town?
Oh, no. Mr. Henderson just wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but what if he did?
Well, he wouldn't do it even if he did.
Any reason why you might want to leave town?
No.
And you're not planning on leaving?
Well, of course not.
I'm sorry if I'm intruding you, Maisie, but I just remembered what that other phone call was.
Oh, what was it?
It was about your plane ticket to Rio.
Plane ticket to Rio?
Oh, Gladys.
I'm only trying to help you.
Well, in that case, stay off my side.
Good morning, General Engineering and Manufacturing. Mr. Henderson's not in. You don't know where he is, do you? I'm sorry.
Hi, Gladys. Are the two bloodhounds here?
They're waiting for you in Mr. Henderson's office. I still haven't heard from him.
Well, he's probably over the border by now. Well, it serves me right. I talked him into it. The least I can do is cover up for the poor guy.
If he took it... Maisie, you can tell me. You didn't take it, did you?
Well, gee, Gladys, of course not. But I guess it sure looks that way to the police.
Yeah. I believe you, though, Maisie.
Thanks. I knew I could depend on you, Gladys.
Well, good morning, Maisie.
Hey, let's run her in, Sergeant.
Oh, now, wait a minute,
now,
fellas.
Maisie, you and Mr. Henderson were the only two who knew the combination on that safe, weren't you?
Well...
Careful now.
Well, yeah, we were the only two.
And you said the robbery took place at 1:15, didn't you?
Well, sure. What's the punchline?
We found out Henderson left town a half hour before you say the robbery was committed.
Oh. Well, believe me, fellas, I'm innocent.
If I hadn't seen with my own eyes that you'd been slugged, I wouldn't believe you for a moment. Another thing. When the robbers came in, why didn't you call for help?
Well, they just didn't frighten me.
Maisie's a brave girl. She didn't even cry yesterday morning when she accidentally banged her head on a file drawer.
Thank you, Gladys Guzdorf, girl schmo.
It hurt, too. You ought to feel the lump on her head.
We already have.
Both of them.
Come on, Maisie.
Wait, I'll confess everything.
No, don't, Maisie. I'll confess. I did it. I'm the guilty party.
Gladys!
I sneaked up behind Maisie when she wasn't looking, and I hit her over the head with the glue pot. I put a towel around it so it wouldn't hurt her. And while she was groggy, I got her to give me the combination without knowing it.
Gladys, stop already.
I tied her up quickly, and I ran over to the safe, and then I got it open. Then I got the money out, and
Gladys, thank you, and shut up. Sergeant.
Yeah?
I faked the whole thing, but I didn't take the money.
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's go.
But I'm telling you the truth now, honest I am.
Sure.
Miss Revere.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Henderson.
What are you doing in this office? I told my husband to discharge you yesterday, and you can get out right now.
Oh, well, thanks, Mrs. Henderson. It's a pleasure. Goodbye, boy.
Hold it, Maisie. Mrs. Henderson, that safe in there was robbed of $25,000 yesterday. Oh. It looked very much like an inside job. And only your husband and Miss Revere knew the combination.
Why, the girl is obviously guilty. She's a cheap little entertainer with no social background at all. A good riddance.
Why, you old frump. Let me in.
Maisie, you stay right here.
As for my husband, he wouldn't dare do anything like that without my permission. And why, might I ask, would my husband want to run away with $25,000?
Shall I tell her?
No, just a minute. I'll tell you why, Mrs. Henderson. And I'll tell you why I framed this up to look like a robbery. I thought Mr. Henderson deserved a better break from life than he was getting from you.
Oh! How dare you?
You tell her, Maisie.
Franklin!
Mr. Henderson.
I better get back to my switchboard. It lit up like a Christmas tree.
Mr. Henderson, I'm Sergeant Kennedy of the Theft and Burglary Squad.
Yes, I heard. Let me set your mind at rest, Sergeant. I took the money. I used it to close a very important and secret business deal. I had to leave the office in something of a hurry.
Well, in that case, no robbery. So, no arrest.
We should have run her in while we had the chance.
And, Maisie, thank you from the bottom of my heart for covering up for me.
Oh, it was nothing, Mr. Henderson. The police would have let me go anyway in 20 years.
Franklin?
I demand an explanation.
I'll take care of you right now. Everybody else outside.
Come on, fellas.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Mrs. Olivia Henderson, dear sir, for the last 23 years of my unhappy life...
Oh, Brenton, I won't say anything.
Well, dear Coppers, Miss Maisie Revere regrets exceedingly that she will be unable to accept the kind hospitality of your crummy city jail.
Oh, Maisie, you aren't missing much. The food's lousy.
Maisie, I was hoping we get to know each other better.
Well, thanks, Sergeant, but I'm going to Rio. I always wanted to see what the people were like down there. I guess wherever you are, people are pretty much the same. And if you aren't nice to people, you'll eventually get it in the end.
Help! Please, help!
Hey, Sergeant, what about that? Is he allowed to do that?
I don't hear a thing. Do you, Maisie?
Oh, personally, I could hear a pin drop.
Help!
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, that's a story about a gentleman who got tired of being gentle and decided to emphasize the man in him. I took that job in Rio and had a wonderful time there. I loved being a blonde with so many brunettes around. But while I was still working down there, Mr. Henderson and his wife came to see me. They were on a second honeymoon, and I could tell from looking at her face that they were having a wonderful time. I've never seen such a happy smile on a woman with such a beautiful black eye.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Frank Nelson, Elvia Allman, Peter Leeds, Sandra Gould, and Hi Everback. This is Jack McCoy speaking.